Welcome back to another exciting installation of Scud's Mixtape Madness. I am your host, Scott McDaniel. Today we're going to be having a very special Valentine's Day episode. So your source for weird music for the next hour. So to get started here, I got a little spiel right here about Valentine's Day that I literally just wrote today. So I'm going to read that off here. Valentine's Day is a day for celebrating those that you love. Whether that is a significant other, your family, friends, or even a cherished pet. Valentine's Day is, like, to a lot of people, it's an important holiday. I mean, even though it's just, like, an excuse for corporations to sell chocolate and flowers, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think it's nice to, you know, just be able to get someone you love something nice, you know? It's a nice time of year for that, so... but there's a lot of, like, love songs out there, you know, there's a lot of that out there already. So, today we're going to be diving into some of the weirder love songs out there. Now, a lot of these today that I'm going to be playing, a lot of these are covers, actually, but got a lot of originals, too. I got a lot of, like, interesting, like, I got, like, a lyrical adaptation here. I got a lot of interesting stuff. Now, actually, a quick fun fact about music and the word love. The word love is actually the most commonly used uncommon word in music. Now, I think what it means by uncommon word is stuff like the, it, at, you know, like something you'd find in almost any sentence. Love is the most commonly used uncommon word. So if you need to, you know, get a fun fact to tell at the dinner table tonight, there you go. So we're just going to hop right into the music. I got 14 songs here. Going to try and get through all of them. No guarantee, however, because I would like to talk about each one. I think it's going to be a good time here. So starting off at where this show started, funny enough, we're going to be listening to Red Sweater by the Aquabats. This is from their 1997 album, The Fury of the Aquabats. So here is Red Sweater.
I met you another year.
All right, so that was Red Sweater by the Aquabats. I don't know. I just thought that was a nice, easy song to start with. And I thought it thematically made sense because, well, you know, the Aquabats, like I mentioned, they were the first band I ever played on this show because I just thought they were a lot of fun to play. They're just generally an all-around good band. So I thought it was thematically appropriate. I like the song. Red Sweater is good. Probably not one of my favorites by the Aquabats, but it's up there. It's a good song. So, So the next song I'm going to play here is, this is a very interesting band. Probably one of the more unique bands I've found. So some of the bands I play are cover bands. Some of the bands I've played will do, like, they'll do their own thing, but they'll do covers. Well, this group does their own thing, but they're still technically a cover band. I'll have to explain this. So this group here is called Beatallica. And I think they're very interesting because, well, Beatallica comes from the Beatles and Metallica. Basically what they're doing is that they're taking Metallica's style of, like, heavy metal, like, rock, and they're combining it with, like, Beatles covers. So, like, they have a couple covers, like, Leper Madonna. So, like, Lady Madonna turns into Leper Madonna, the song I'm about to play here. They turn I Want to Hold Your Hand into I Want to Choke Your Band. Trying to think of more off the top of my head here, but yeah, they turn them into names like that. Sergeant Hetfield's, like, something or other, like Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like Motor Breath Pub Band, I think is what it is. Sergeant Hetfield's Motor Breath Pub Band or something like that. But basically they take Beatles songs and make them basically Metallica songs, and it's actually a lot of fun. So Here, the next song I'm going to play is I Want to Choke Your Band by Beatallica from their 2009 album, Masterful Mystery Tour. All right, that was I Want to Choke Your Band by Beatallica off their 2009 album, Masterful Mystery Tour. So, I don't know, they're a very unique band, I found. like they are... Because, like, I don't think I've ever actually found a group that, like, is a mashup of two bands. Like, you see, because, like, I think, like, they actually did a parody. So, like, all their albums are... parodies, like they're also mashup parodies of Beatles and Metallica albums. So, like, as I just said, Masterful Mystery Tour, well, that's one of the songs they did as well, is which is a mashup of Metallica's Master of Puppets and Magical Mystery Tour becomes Masterful Mystery Tour. It's actually a really nice mashup. I think it's like 5 minutes long, something like that. I actually want to do a full episode on Beatallica. What other albums did they do? They also did Abbey Load, which is obviously a mashup of Abbey Road and Load. I don't know. I could talk about these guys for several hours. Unfortunately, we don't have that time. But I just wanted to talk about like how unique this concept is, and definitely that you should give them a try. So next, we're going to be going on to we're going into the punk side of things. Next, I'm going to be playing a cover of Celine Dion's famous hit from Titanic, My Heart Will Go On, except it's going to be played by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. So this is My Heart Will Go On by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off their 2014 album, Are We Not Men? We Are Diva. And that was My Heart Will Go On by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 2014 album, Are We Not Men? We Are Diva. So, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes have actually done a lot of covers. And this one fit, I believe, thematically. Because, like, well, not only is it, like, Titanic and My Heart Will Go On, probably a very well-known, well, I don't know if I would consider it a love song or not. But, like, I mean, I had the word heart in it. It's Valentine's Day. And I'm like, yeah, let's put this one in. Yeah, I think people will like that. So, I don't know. I thought it was a very interesting song. Good cover. It's a very good cover. I hope you enjoyed it, too. Not much to say after that. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are very interesting. They actually did one album where they actually sang in Japanese. Like, the whole album is in Japanese. I think, I don't even know if it would be considered an album. I think it's more of an EP, but still, it's a very interesting, they're a very interesting group, and I would definitely recommend giving them a listen. So, speaking of giving someone a listen, next, we're going to be playing from one of my personal favorite artists, Weird Al Yankovic. He is definitely not one to shy away from any genre of music. This one is kind of in the style, I guess, of like, I don't know, like Louisiana, like, I don't know. I read it somewhere that was like Louisiana something or other, like party music or something. I don't know. But I felt like this one fit thematically because it's about his girlfriend being, what's the word, attracted to someone else. Although the person she's attracted to might not be the one you expect. So here by Weird Al Yankovic from his 1999 album Running with Scissors, My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder. Alright, that was My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder from Weird Al Yankovic's 1999 album, Running with Scissors. So, I like that song. It's like really cheery considering the subject matter. Because like you got him playing the accordion and it's just like Louisiana celebration music. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but it's like he's basically celebrating. Like the lyrics make it sound like he's genuinely sad, but it's like, I guess it's sad in the same way like a country song is sad, like, yeah, you know, like something about like I'm blue and stuff, but like it's a good song. I think that's a good song. Occasionally I'll put it on and it's just it's a good listen, so I would definitely recommend it. Definitely one of Weird Al's what's the word, deep cut, definitely a deeper cut for Weird Al, but I would also highly recommend it. Now, also, by the way, I was a little confused on this when I listened to this song. However, Eddie Vedder is actually one of the guitarists for Pearl Jam. One of is, I'm not exactly sure. Again, I literally just looked this up today just so I could share it with you. But, yeah, apparently all the stuff that he does in the song, he actually does in real life, which I find very funny. So, yeah, once again, my baby's in love with Eddie Vedder. So, now, I'm actually very excited to be presenting this next song because this song is actually from my friend Colin's band, his band, Yara and the Static, Pittsburgh-based. They were so nice to, well, Colin was. By the way, hi, Colin. Thanks again for letting me play your music. They were so nice to let me play their single on, I have a little bit of a story. Colin and our mutual friend Allie, they've been trying to get me to play Colin's band's music on my show for a while, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not weird enough, it's not weird. And then like they released a single, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'll play it. Like, I don't know, it's just a funny story, and I just wanted to. Their time to shine. This is from actually they're releasing this album next Friday, Valentine's Day. This is Divine Beast from once again Yarrow and the Statics 2020 album Art of Adolescence. So please enjoy.
There's a girl outside, but it's dark and cold when you keep her there for fear of the unknown. And as the rain falls off her night black hair, her words seem sweet as they fall from thin air. And she said, you're the divine beast inside my conscience, and you're the evil prince who killed the king. You're the symphony with the drum conductor.
All right, once again, that was Divine Beast by Yarrow and the Static. This is a single off their new album, Art of Adolescence, coming out next Friday, February 14th. So once again, like I said, this is my friend Colin's group. He's the bassist. And they've been trying to get me to play this music for a while. And like I'm like, I don't know, it's not weird enough. And then they released Divine Beast. And I'm like, all right, well, fine. Well, I mean, I know I'm sounding a lot more reluctant than it actually was. Because, like, I mean, it's a little bit more serious than what I would normally play on my show. However, I wholeheartedly believe that these guys are a good group and that they will go far. I truly believe that. So I was more than glad to play their music on my show. Once again, Art of Adolescence, their latest album, will be coming out next Friday on all streaming services. Be sure to give them a listen. Divine Beast is the single off that. So I think if you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy the rest of their music. They currently have one other, I think it's an EP right now that they have, and it's also equally good, so I would highly recommend giving it a look. So, once again, that was Yarrow and the Static with their single, Divine Beast. All right, so next here, we're going to be moving on to something very unique. This is going to be a short and sweet song here. So there was this internet video. It gained a lot of popularity. It was called The Duck Song. If you remember, it's like a duck walked up to a lemonade stand, said to the man running the stand, "Hey, got any grapes?" Well, this next song is by the same guy. However, it's under a different pretense. So this song is called The Valentine's Day Song. It's by, like I said, by the same person who did The Duck Song. It's just different. It's children's music, so do with that what you will. Here is Bryant Odin's The Valentine's Day Song. That was Bryant Odin's The Valentine's Day Song. You see, upon listening to it again, I just never noticed this, that like when he sings like "she kissed me" and then he's like "on the lips" or kissed me on my cheek with her lips, it's like the fact that they felt the need to specify that I thought was hilarious, and I feel like it was to pad the runtime of what was already a very short song, because the song right here, and I'm reading this literally right off of iTunes, is a minute 45 seconds, so it's not even hitting the 2 minute mark. I just, it's so funny. It kiss her on the with her lips, it's like like it took every fiber of my being just to not laugh right there. So speaking of laughing, this next song, much to my mom's dismay, I'm giving everybody shout outs today. I already gave Colin one, Allie one, now I'm giving my mom one. Much to my mother's dismay, I'm going to be playing VeggieTales next. So, Mom, if you're listening, I would recommend turning off now. However, I'm going to play it anyway because it's my show and you can't tell me what to do. So this next song here is Achy Breaky Heart from the VeggieTales album Bob and Larry Go Country. This is from 2012. So here is their cover of Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart. Alright, that was Achy Breaky Heart, a cover of Billy Ray Cyrus's original by the VeggieTales. So, I don't know, I just think this is a, it's a fun cover, you know, of course by everyone's favorite, the VeggieTales, Bob and Larry. I just think it's weird that the fact that they're singing that they're a man when they're obviously veggies. I mean, I know that's the lyrics of the song, but I feel like they couldn't have done anything interesting or original is beyond me. But then again, who am I to criticize the singing Tomato and Cucumber? So next here we're going to be playing, this is actually an original for once. I'm going to be playing a song by another one of my personal favorite groups, Ruskaya, which I know just sounds ethnic as hell. However, I'm going to spell it so that it can help you present it or help you like understand the concept of this group's name in your mind. So it's R-U-S-S-K-A-J-A. I'm not going to spell that again. However, they're actually a very good group because they mix like heavy metal with like ska and like some Russian like folk music. It's just it's so good. It is so good. So like the song I'm going to be playing today is like not even like scratching the surface of what this group is capable of. However, I thought it just fit thematically appropriate with today's topic. So this is going to be Parachute from Ruskaya's 2015 album Peace, Love, and Russian Roll.
Yes, I will love you, I will care for you all the days of my life. Yes, I will honor you, I will be there for you every time you need me by your side. But love has joined, let no one divide. Sometimes we sing, oh glory days, sometimes we put on dire straits. Baby, baby, are you ready to go this way with me? Let our love be our parachute.
Alright, so once again, that was Parachute from Ruskaya's 2015 album Peace, Love, and Russian Roll. Like I said, I love this group so much, because like normally they're like impounding heavy, like, oh, like their lead singer is a hefty Russian man. Like you would expect him to just go into like angry Russian bear grunting, but they're able to like swap between this the heavy sound that like I'm describing to like the soft and somber like sound I just played for you here. So this group, like I've been saying, they're one of my favorites. I would highly recommend listening to them if you haven't already. They have so many good albums, so much good music. It's just give them a chance. They might be a little weird at first, but I would highly recommend them. So, once again, speaking about highly recommending something, we're going back to the land of Weird Al Yankovic, baby. Woohoo! So, we're going to be talking about another one of Weird Al's fun love songs here. Although this one is taking on a different approach than... rather than Weird Al being the one dumped on by Eddie Vedder, he is now the one doing the flirting. However, he is the one flirting now. But the thing is that in this song, he doesn't do a very good job. So this next song I'm going to be playing here is Wanna Be, the letter B, you're spelled U-R, lover, no E, Wanna Be Your Lover from his 2003 album, Poodle Hat.
Skeletal structure, baby, you're an ectomorph, no doubt. Your face is real symmetrical, and your nostrils are so nice. I wish that I was cross-eyed, girl, so I could see you twice. Girl, you smell like Fritos, that's why I'm giving you this hungry stare. You're so hot, you're gonna melt the elastic in my underwear. I bet you're magically delicious, like a bowl of Lucky Charms. You look like Venus de Milo. If I just cut off your arms, what I'm trying to say is I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again? For you's like diarrhea, I just can't hold it in. Stop, drop, and roll now, 'cause baby, you're on fire. I bet your outfit makes a lot of noise in the dryer. You're absolutely perfect. Don't speak now, you might spoil it. Your eyes are even bluer than the water in my toilet. Say, has anyone ever told you you've got Yugoslavian hands? No, of course not. That would be stupid. Just forget I ever brought it up. The point I'm trying to make is I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. I wanna be your Krakatoa. Let my lava flow all over you. Be your anaconda and your heat-seeking missile too. I wanna be your beef burrito. Am I making this perfectly clear? I wanna be your love torpedo. Are you picking up the subtle innuendo here? I chew on your butt. You can tell me truthfully, am I a steaming hunk of love now or what? But just aren't enough O's in smooth to describe how smooth I am. Maybe you've seen my picture, it's in the dictionary under kablam. My lips are registered weapons. Can I invade your personal space? You must have fallen from heaven. That would explain how you messed up your face. Well, how'd you get through security? 'Cause baby, you're the bomb. I'd like to take you home right now, so you can meet my mom. Because I wanna be your lover, baby. Somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover.
All right, that was Weird Al Yankovic's Wanna Be Your Lover from his 2003 album, Poodle Hat. I know I always like spout on this show how much I love Weird Al Yankovic's music, but I think Wanna Be Your Lover really shows like how clever he is when it comes up with just all these dumb pickup lines he comes up with. Just, I mean, I'm sure some of them are real, but like there are some I've never heard of, like, you smell like Fritos, that's why I'm giving you this hungry stare. Like, I just think that's just some genuinely funny stuff that Weird Al Yankovic is able to come up with. So I absolutely enjoy everything that he puts out. It's just, I love it so much. So on the topic of weird, on to our next song here. We're going to be, this is a very interesting band that I have heard of, but I don't even know how to describe these people. The song is this next song I'm about to play here is a very unique song, very interesting. The band name is interesting. The song name is interesting. It's just everything about this band is interesting. So this next song I'm about to play here is called Ashtray Heart by Captain Beefheart and His Magic Band. You've heard me correctly. That is Ashtray Heart by Captain Beefheart and His Magic Band. This is from their 1980 album, Dock at the Radar Station. So here is Ashtray Heart.
Thank you.
That was Ashtray Heart by Captain Beefheart and his magic band. I don't even know what to say about this song. I mean, the guitar is catchy. It's just weird because it sounds like, I don't know, they've been smoking a pack a day for the past 30 years. But and it's a very unique group, very unique sound, just all around interesting. So we're just going to move on right along here. So this next one is by, yet again, another one of my favorite groups. This is from a group called Steve N. Seagulls. Basically what they do is that they'll take rock and heavy metal songs and they'll turn them into bluegrass covers or like country covers or like, so this is something of the like. But they got a very unique sound. Again, they're probably one of my favorite groups of all time. So this is their cover of The Offspring's Self-Esteem. Please enjoy. All right, that was The Offspring Self-Esteem, covered by Steve N. Seagulls. I didn't say this before, but that was off their 2016 album, Brothers in Farms. It's just, I love Steven Seagal so much. Much like I was talking about or gushing over Ruskaya earlier, I can gush over Steven Seagal's. I would argue that some of their covers are better than the original versions. Like, let's see, they did Out in the Fields, Over the Hills, and Far Away. What else did they do that was good? I can't even think right now. I'm just, ugh. But they do such good covers. I would highly recommend listening to them. I want to do them on this show someday. But you never know. All right, so we got enough time here for one more song. Unfortunately, I didn't get to through the full 14 because I kept gushing over all these bands and talking stories and stuff. But we're going to bring it back full circle. We're going to be talking about the Aquabats again. So here is all right, I got to read this. I got this whole spiel here. This is their Lovers of Loving Love from their 1999 album, The Aquabats versus the Floating Eye of Death. Once again, here is Lovers of Loving Love. And that was Lovers of Loving Love by the Aquabats. So I just got to wrap it up right here. Unfortunately, I won't be able to talk about it too much. It's a good song. That's it. I just want to thank you all for listening so much and spending this Valentine's Day special with me. Unfortunately, won't be posting on Valentine's Day. However, be sure to listen or tune into this again on Podbean if you need a little bit of that Valentine's Day special lovin'. So be sure to tune in next time, February 19th, where I'm going to be playing music from not one, not two, but three Arnold Schwarzenegger themed heavy metal bands. So be sure to tune in for that. That'll be a very fun episode. Once again, I have been Scott McDaniel. This is Scott's Big State Madness. Thank you once again for tuning in. We will see you next time.